This is episode number 30 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of June 16th, 2008.
Otacon, this episode of the Interactive Distractions Podcast, it's got their current distractions and news about gaming. They've even got a feature about Metal Gear. Not only that, but they've got new releases and listener email. And even a QOTW. I don't even know what that stands for.
Do you think love can bloom even on a battlefield?
It's time for me to
walk. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions. My name is Chris and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Hey, what's up?
And this is the big number 3-0 episode.
Yeah!
We's be getting old.
That's right.
So, bust out the depends.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait. I'm telling you, they're very comfy. They've come a long way.
30 episodes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's a lot. One for every fan.
Well, Jason, how are you this week, man?
That was good. I'm doing pretty good. We did the Metal Gear Solid thing last night, so I'm still, pumped up about that. I'm a little disappointed that I can't play it just yet, but we've got a lot of stuff to do, like
Why
a podcast. Damn listeners demanding their podcast every week.
We are sacrificing Metal Gear Solid play for you.
It's not the listener's fault. You're going to work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I got work, and I've got a work thing, and I've got all kinds of stuff going on, so. Responsibilities come first, but other than that little heartbreaking situation, I'm doing pretty good.
Cool. Jeff, how's your week off been?
It's been awesome. Actually, it's just been okay until today because I had some plans. I was going to go to that amusement park. Things kind of got never happened because of weather reasons, basically, or scheduling with other people. Right. So we might do that tomorrow. But Metal Gear Solid came out today, and I'm in a very, very good mood. I feel like a gamer again. Like a real one.
It's rejuvenating your spirit.
Exactly.
Did it live up to your expectations?
Right now it's exceeding them.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's impressive because you were freaking going nuts about it the past couple weeks.
I know, and that's weird because I'm not really big into the series. And what I was reading, I was like, this sounds like the game I'd be interested in. Like all the cool stuff in Metal Gear, but with an actual good pacing where you can kind of play at your pace you want to. And that's what it is. I'll get a little bit more into it later, but not too much because we'll save that for another time. But yeah, it's definitely awesome. And go buy a PS3 if you don't have one.
Cool. Well, yeah, as Jason said, we did the midnight launch last night. And, I'm running off of about 4.5 hours of sleep. So I'm really tired. So let's get a move on.
Yawn.
Well, real quick before we get started, I just wanted to, I forgot to mention this last week because I suck.
Oops.
But, Scott Sauer, otherwise known as Bitch Pig, who, does the goo, he had me on his show last week. And, if you haven't checked that out, it's episode number 4, I believe, of the goo. And, we had some, pretty interesting talk about like top 5 games that we love that critics hate, and we talked about hardcore versus casual and stuff like that. Good show, check it out.
Hell yeah,
go for it.
Cool. All right, well, Jason, get us started, man. What's been distracting you this week?
Games and games and games again. It's crazy. Not a lot. Again, I suck. But we did the Warhawk thing last night. That was cool. Until I got my ass kicked, like consistently. Yeah, it wasn't a huge turnout. And I don't know what my deal was last night. I just couldn't take getting my ass kicked so badly. I'm just like, all right, guys, I'm going to go.
Couldn't either.
It was
once you left, Bitch Pig just kept whooping my ass over and over.
After I
ridiculous.
Left?
Ridiculous. What?
After I left?
Sorry, after Chris left. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Jason was never on there when I was on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see you on there, but yeah. Warhawk. That's how I feel about it today. I was just deflated last night, so I'm just not that good.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, you're better than I am. You can at least live up to that. So
no, I'm just sneaky and I get nodes and get points and stuff. Yeah, I can't actually beat
teamwork.
Anyone in combat. Like I signed in and Scott was there, and Scott seriously, he had me like 8 kills to 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott's
but I won
really
the
good
game
now.
Because I grabbed more nodes than he did. I'm like, dude, that's just right. This doesn't even feel good.
You're like, doing the grunt work, man. It's worth more.
I guess so. All right, so other than Warhawk, Metal Gear Solid 3. I beat it. It's a game on my backlog. Yay. I'm very excited. So congratulations to me. I'll wait for your applause.
Woo! Ow!
Thank you.
Yeah!
Thank you. That was
it's
very
about
convincing.
Time. I mean, who the hell doesn't finish Metal Gear Solid 3 at this point?
Jackass like me, I guess. I don't know.
I haven't either.
Chris. I'm sorry.
And me.
The three of us. All right. We all suck. That's great.
I'm really, really glad I went through it because this is probably one of my more favorite storylines.
Really?
And I did, which is funny because did it make sense? A lot of it, no. Fuck no. Does it ever? But no. I still came away with like this, I don't know. The weird thing about these games is that they're so ridiculous and the dialogue is so bad sometimes, but for some reason, I just eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I look back at it now, I'm like, oh my God. I really have this deep connection to, the original Snake, the big boss. Hmm. I'm like, damn, he's a cool guy. Let's see. So yeah, gold star for me. Played some PSU, played some PSO Blue Burst, and I'm sure you guys are really, really sick of us talking about that.
No, they can't wait. They want you guys to go on for about 15 minutes talking about it.
We could.
It'd be easy.
Oh, they know, and so do I.
Oh, they know. I also played some WoW. I'm afraid to say that, or I'm ashamed to say that Deathmoo is disbanding, I believe.
Already?
Because, yeah, Ryan, we have one of our members, he was the warrior. He's backing out. He can't justify the $15 a month for, 6 hours of absolute entertainment every week. So he's bowing out. That pretty much kills the group. So, like, all right.
Well, I mean, fine. I get to hang out with you over the internet for free. So yeah. I can see where his argument's coming from.
Oh, okay.
Hey-o.
Let's see. I don't know. That's really about it. Seriously, nothing new did I play, besides Metal Gear Solid 3, which is old.
But olded?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's my week.
Cool. Jeff, go for it.
What I did, remember after last week I talked about Jeanne d'Arc, and I'm like, I'm probably never going to go back to it again.
I went back to it again.
Yeah.
So please tell me that you beat the mission this time.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
I did finally beat it. I made sure I had every single one of my characters had a fireball spell, so they all had ranged attacks, so I got through. So I had two moves left when I reached when I got to that last dude. Took him out. He scared me for a second because he countered my second last move both times. And I was like, oh crap, I'm going to break my PSP, but I got through it. Then immediately saved it and turned it off because I didn't want to see what the next level was yet. So that's PSP. Oh, I played some Daxter too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I still haven't played that. I mean, I've had it.
Like none of it?
No, it came. I got the silver PSP that came with Daxter and I never touched it. I don't know why. I have no idea why. Because everyone tells me how good of a game it is and I just, haven't played it.
It is. It's a great game. It's a really good platformer.
Hmm.
I'm not even huge into platformers. I really like it.
Cool.
It's not bad. The Wii played a little bit more Boom Blocks. Still fun. Cool. Good times. What did I play for the 360? I don't think I played anything, actually. Did you guys see me play anything on 360 this week?
I haven't turned my 360 on in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't seen you on it in forever. I know I played something. I must have played at some point something. Whatever. Not important. PS2. I'm with Jason. I started playing Metal Gear Solid 3 on Monday, I think. I tried to get it done for today and didn't happen. And the reason why is because I think I was kind of Metal Gear Solid out. there's way too many D's there. By yesterday, because I played through 1, played almost all the way through 2 again. Then I was like, I don't really want to play 3 because it's the only one I haven't played through out of all of them. So I started playing it. And by the time I got to actually the first time you really fight Ocelot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I was just kind of like, I lost, and I was like, I don't really feel like doing that again. I don't feel like playing the game for a bit. And this is yesterday, so I'm like, I'm going to have Metal Gear Solid 4, so whatever. And then
Picked
up Metal Gear Solid 4.
You're lost.
Sorry?
You're lost, dude.
I'll go back to it eventually at some point. Because at least I know it's like not chronological. It is chronological. At least I know 3 is before everything, so I don't feel like I'm missing out on it right now.
There's some characters in Metal Gear Solid 4 that are really, really fleshed out in Part 3.
In Part 3, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? So, I don't know. That's why I'm so happy that I went through it. I've got this backstory now. I'm fully invested. Nice. Let's do this.
Well, I will do it. I will do it. It's still number one in my backlog of games, so.
Cool. Yeah, same here.
Then, of course, I've been playing Metal Gear Solid 4. Picked that up, and it's, like I said, beyond my expectations right now anyway. Because, like I said, I was kind of getting Metal Gear Solid out. And I was like, today, I was just like, oh my god. Like, it was like the exact same feeling. I had the same feeling playing Metal Gear Solid 4 as I did when first time I played Soul Calibur, first time I played Gears of War, first time I played like Street Fighter 2, like all the big games that like the first time you play, like, holy crap. Like, awesome. That was like this exact feeling I had. I was like, holy shit. It was like, this is, and it, right from the beginning, I was like, this is a PS3 game. This is what they all should be like. Why can't every developer do this? Best graphics I've ever seen, up to the point anyway. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. And I've played it for about 7 straight hours today.
So. Fucking killing me, man. Damn it.
You'll have some time to catch up, though. I'm not going to be able to play it at all tomorrow, most likely, and or Saturday. So.
Cool. I'll try.
But other than that, that's about it. I would go more into Metal Gear, but you know, we're doing that thing. So.
You know, that thing with thing. The stuff.
I don't know if you want to tell people yet what we're doing next week.
Nah, we'll hold off.
Like, why? They could be like, why are they talking about Metal Gear?
Because it just came out today, technically.
So. I played a lot of it.
I know you did, because you're a lazy ball.
I can talk about it for 20 minutes.
So everyone, let's guess. Let's try and guess what we're talking about next
next week. Yeah, really.
I don't know.
I don't know. What's going on? All right, well, I'll be quick because my stuff is pretty much the same as everybody else's.
Move it!
PS3, I played Warhawk, and...
I played Warhawk, too. Forgot about that. Sorry, go on.
Jason, I think I know what you're talking about when you say you were getting frustrated.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because, like, when you said you were leaving, what's his name?
I don't know who said that, but I'm like, because he was like... It's okay. I'm leaving after this match. I'm like, no, proceed. Keep doing your thing.
I thought we made it clear that we all suck.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. I mean, it's not like anybody in there is fantastic, except they're, you know, every once in a while, these guys come in and, you know, they rule the game and they play for 2 games and then they get and they leave. It's like, it's not going to change from week to week, man.
I know.
But I was when we were doing like the dogfighting level, they were getting frustrated with me because I was using the mines so much. I kept trying to reassure them. I'm like, look, it's all I've got. You know, I suck at this game. The mines are all I have, so that's the only way I get kills. And Bitch Pig and Good to Face. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they were getting frustrated or not, but it's like, that's all I've got, it's all I can do. So still working on it. But PS2, I played MGS3 as well, and I'm afraid I might be starting over because I missed a couple of key items, and I kind of want to have them, even if they're not necessary. Yeah, thermal goggles and the sniper rifle. I don't have them right now, and I'm at the end. The boss, the end.
How far is that from where I am?
You've got 2 more bosses in front of you.
Okay.
Before you get to the end. And, you know, Industria was really helpful, though, because he posted in the thread and told me, like, you know, this is how I go about beating them, and it actually works pretty good, so... You know, I might do it that way. It's actually looking like that right now that I'm going to probably go through 4, and then depending on what my excitement level is, I might go through 3 again, and then, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll
like I said, though, man, it's as good as 3, like, is in 1 and 2. You play 4, it's going to be hard to go back to any one of the old ones. Like, really hard.
Yeah.
And now because of story, just because the control is just so much better.
We will see.
I would burn through it quick. I wouldn't start over. I'm guessing that the reason that you want to start over is because of the thermal goggles, right?
Yeah, more than anything.
More than anything. Well, I mean, the only time that you really, really need that is, you know, during the fight with the end, as it were. But you can cheat. I mean, yeah, you can actually
you can do the whole save the game or whatever.
Well, you don't have to wait. You can just forward your system clock a week,
yeah,
and boot up the game again. Then he's dead.
And then save it back after.
And then and then apparently everybody makes fun of you. And
who makes fun of you?
I won't.
No, I mean we never make fun of you in the game. Oh, really? They make fun of you in the game. Really?
Yeah, because yeah, that would suck.
I heard
you're not used to that yet, Chris.
Well, with you two, it's getting pretty easy to get used to it. So
there you go.
Anyway, for PC. I also played Phantasy Star Online Blue Burst and some PSU. Mm-hmm. Won't go into much detail. The only thing I will say is that the expansion is actually a little bit of a kick in the ass because you get to do all these new missions where you get all these new job points and you get your advanced job so quickly that yeah, all mm-hmm. the cool weapons that you want to use, you can't use until you're like 10 levels higher.
That's true.
That's kind of where I am right now. It's like... I wanted to get a whip with one of my characters, and it's like I don't have nearly enough, you know, attack prowess to use the whip yet. So anyway, let's see. PSP. I played some more Crisis Core, and Jeff, that part that both of us
were
stuck
at. Yeah.
Yeah, I got past it. So.
So where did you go? Or you can tell me a different time if you don't want to tell me now.
Just go north.
Just go north.
Yeah, leave the Shinra building and just go north. Not the Shinra. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the Shinra building right now. Yeah. So just keep going north. Would leave the building. Just keep going north.
Yeah, and you'll end up in that little slums town. Like
yeah,
market.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll end up there.
Oh, the market. I ended up in that other place, that back kind of streets place.
Mm-hmm.
Where you meet the people for the first time. I don't know if that's the right area.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever play F-Crisis Core again. So anyway.
Wow. But that's pretty much my week. I did pick up Metal Gear Solid 4, but I have not had time to play it yet. Mm-hmm. So, because of this podcast and all you listeners that listen.
Oh, it's. Are you guys going to talk about that at a certain time, or I was going to ask you how many people were there for the turnout for Metal
Gear
Solid?
We'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if we had a time slot or something.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
But, yeah, we want to get to that part pretty quick because it's going to be fun to talk about. So let's do some news real quick.
News.
All right.
And of course, it will news be quick because this has been a slow week. So
it's been a very slow week, guys. And there's nothing really worth talking about except for a few here and there. I guess first little thing I have is the Street Fighter movie that's starting to be filmed soon. The one that's based on Chun-Li. Apparently, it's not going to have Ken or Ryu in the movie at all, which to me is like blasphemy.
Yeah.
Was that Jason?
Yeah. Yeah, they may as well not. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any high hopes for this movie at all?
Well, you know, Chun-Li's cute, so.
Well, sure no. She is.
I can see them missing maybe one or the other, but both. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're kind of the staples.
Ryu should at least do Chun-Li in the first movie. It just makes sense.
I'm very surprised by this whole thing. I mean, I can't say I'm extremely surprised, though, because... You know, think about the abomination that was the Street Fighter movie, the old Street Fighter movie.
I don't
where
want to
Guile
think about
was the
that.
Main character instead
don't
of
ask me
yeah.
to. What the hell?
Instead What's of Ryu
that?
Or Ken?
I don't want to think about that. Don't ask me about
it.
It
was terrible.
If it makes you feel any better, I never saw it.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, I shielded see it myself. Just to laugh, to see how bad it is, how terrible a movie based on a video game could be.
I think I watched like 20 minutes of it and then I couldn't take it and I had to change it.
I saw that opening day, and it was Christmas, and it ruined my Christmas.
Oh, no.
My holiday sucks now.
It did. The depression lasted all through New Year's.
Did you drink yourself silly?
I did.
Nice.
That was pretty young.
Then you saw Mortal Kombat, and you felt better.
Mortal Kombat was a much better movie than Street Fighter was.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly, yes.
They're basically saying the reason why is they don't want to dilute all the characters and because they want to kind of give every character what they deserve, which to me basically says milking of the whole franchise, depending on how the first
Thank
one
you.
Does.
Yep.
So the hints are they're going to suck any either way. With or without Ken, there's going to be much sucking. So hopefully it's the good kind.
Maximum
Chun-Li,
suck-titude.
You listening? Yeah. They should make her just like a big whore. That'd be awesome. She has to fight to get her respect back. I should write the script. I'm going to get on that.
Street Fighter is going to turn into a porn.
More Street Fighter news. Weird coincidence. Street Fighter 2 HD beta for 360 is going to be starting up on June 25th. So all you people who, yes, it's only the beta is only on 360.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
I keep forgetting that somehow. Anyway.
So all the people who bought Commando 3 last Wednesday, and you got your little Street Fighter 2 HD beta icon there, that's going to be activated as of June 25th. As far as I know, you can only pick either Ken or Ryu, and I think there's only one or two stages also in the beta, but hey, I guess it's kind of better than nothing. And yeah, it was free.
I still wish
the beta you guys get like 8 weeks.
The which?
How long is the beta going? Like 8 weeks?
8 weeks, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Either of you guys, you guys didn't pick up Commando 3, did you?
Not yet.
I got it on PSN now.
Oh, you got a PSN, okay.
Yeah, just because I was really excited for it, for whatever reason.
Is it online multiplayer?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'd like to get that going. I forgot to say that in my distractions, but I only played maybe three or four stages or something like that. So
the game looks pretty cool to me. So I mean,
it's solid. It really is. Yeah. So far, limited selection with the weapons, which I'm a little disappointed about, but still fun. Mindless fun.
Yeah,
controls are tight. I'm cool.
I'll have to check it out.
Good stuff. Ready at Dawn, the PSP developer, they made Daxter, which we were talking about earlier, and of course the awesome port of God of War. They also did their recently released Wii version of Okami. They've actually come out and said they're done with the PSP. They're no longer going to develop for it, which is kind of like a catch-22 because it's awesome that they're going to be making console games now. They haven't said what they're going to be making yet or which consoles, but basically they're moving to consoles. But the bad part is they were one of the best PSP developers, and now they're never making a PSP game again.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So that is kind of a shame because all their games were very, very solid, and they did a very good job. So hopefully they can take that talent and put it up on the big screen, so to speak.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm sure that we'll see some good stuff from them. You know,
oh, yeah.
And I really hope that they do something on the PS3. I think I'd like to see something from them.
Yeah, but I just hope, you just don't know with a developer like that because they've only worked with, like, even though they're not ports, they've had stuff they can work with. Who knows how their original stuff will be, where they don't have to, like, they have to create everything from scratch.
Yeah, they've had assets that they could work with.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't had exactly, like, you know, they haven't exactly had nothing to work with, so to speak. But they're awesome what they do. Hopefully they keep it up. Microsoft had their, I guess their first ever RPG conference thing. I don't know what you want to call it or what they called it. Basically, they are announcing RPGs that are coming out this year or next year, early next year. Some of the big ones were mostly Square Enix games like Last Remnant, Star Ocean 4, Infinite Undiscovery. And there was one more that I'm actually missing. If you guys know it, I don't know. It's like another new one.
Was it a Tales game?
Yeah, it might have been a Tales game.
Yeah, that was...
I never played a Tales game.
I'm pretty sure it was, because I think they're actually making a package for that. But yeah, continue.
Anyway, so they announced that all those Last Remnant's actually a multi-platform game, but it's actually now got timed exclusivity on the 360. Infinite Undiscovery was always an exclusive. Star Ocean 4 is also labeled as an exclusive as for now, and same with that Tales one, which is kind of surprising.
The whole thing is surprising that we're getting all these JRPGs on the 360 on a Microsoft console.
And Xbox never had like one good JRPG. I can't think of a single JRPG that was worth playing.
Now, why do you think this is happening? Why do you guys think this is happening?
I got my theory is because they're still Final Fantasy games right now are obviously their biggest budget games, and they're also they're the ones that are still exclusive to the PS3. They probably the ones they put the most money into. I think they're releasing these games on 360 because it's guaranteed million sellers, most likely, especially in North America. I'd say any kind of Square ones that have like look half decent and look like they play half decent, like Last Remnant, that looks awesome. Star Ocean 4 looks awesome. Infinite Discovery, who knows? But I think they're just getting these games out. They know if they put them right to 360 first, there's a huge user base in North America, and they'll sell, and that'll pretty much keep the funding going for the bigger games that they're putting all the money into. That'd be my theory.
I'm trying to figure out why, because they came forward and said something about wanting to keep things even. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you want to keep things even, why are you releasing all this stuff on the 360 when the PS3 is still behind the 360 as far as worldwide sales goes?
Yeah. So if they really want to stay even, they should just say everything's going to be multi-platform.
Right, and I'm surprised. See, that's why I'm surprised, like, Last Remnant, they said was going to be worldwide release, and now they're saying it's timed exclusive.
Well, my theory of that game especially is because it's Unreal 3 engine, and sure, yes, Unreal Tournament 3 was decent on PS3, but other developers who have tried to put an Unreal 3 game onto PS3 have had troubles. I think Square is going through the same thing. They're like, you know what? It's optimized right now for 360. We'll finish it up, get it out there, and then work on it on PS3 till we get it to like the same standard. Because, I mean, if you look at any other Unreal 3 game, engine game, that's pretty much the way it's been. Whether it's been like signed, like unless Microsoft went to the company and said, listen, we want the exclusivity for this amount of time, or the developers just said, you know what? Let's just delay it a bit. Because I can't think of a single game that's on the Unreal Engine that has been released simultaneously on them. Like within the first 2 years anyway. Or year, sorry. PS2's only been out for a year.
Yeah, I can't think of one. Tales of Vesperia, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
So, but yeah, Star Ocean 4, Infinite Undiscovery, Tales of Vesperia, and Last Remnant.
Yes.
I think those
and actually two. Star Ocean 4 was the one that surprised me the most.
Yeah, me too.
Because that seems to be the one that's getting all the buzz too, because apparently some people are actually pissed off about that. And some people think there might actually be a backlash in Japan and it won't actually work in Microsoft's favor. It'll actually come out and they'll actually hurt them more because people in Japan seem to be more loyal to, you know, what they like. So they're like, listen, these were for PS systems before or whatnot. Now it's for an MS system. I'm not buying an MS system. Screw it.
It's possible. I would not put it. Got some stubborn people over there in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Why they haven't bought?
I don't think Last Remnant will sell there either.
What's that?
I don't think Last Remnant will sell there either, because isn't that's being marketed towards a Western audience, right? Or like both? That's what it's trying to do, both, right? Have like a Western character and like a Eastern kind of stereotypical character.
I think so. And who makes Infinite Undiscovery? They're not
Trice.
Trice. That's it.
Yeah.
I think they would come up with a better name, but we've talked about that.
Ridiculous name. Oh no kidding. So we got some more bad news. You know, Phil Harrison leaves Sony.
Yeah.
Mr. Moore leaves Microsoft.
Yeah.
Earlier or later last year, goes to EA.
Bye, Petey.
Yeah. Petey. Another downer here for MS fans. Jeff Bell is leaving Microsoft, and you know we were so used to him being plastered on every Microsoft poster, anything related to 360. You just automatically thought. Wait, Jeff Bell.
Wait, who?
Exactly. This guy, I only saw him once.
Oh, on E3 was this last the year. Dude that? Yeah, the guy that did E3 that was a moron. The guy. Pretty much.
Now look at my friend. Watch him play Madden. He is great. What's up, dog?
What's up?
Pound it. Yeah, he was terrible.
Has he done anything besides that E3 thing?
No. Oh, he. Oh no, he did do one thing. Somebody made fun of him. I think it was on NeoGAF, and then he actually joined NeoGAF, went in and posted, well, what have you done with your life lately,
or
what makes
you
so important? He did have that one line, so he had like a little bit of 50 minutes of fame there, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I probably feel about the same way that Microsoft feels about this whole thing.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
What would that be?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Wow.
That's right. We'll miss you, Jeff Bell. Dog. What up?
How did he get a NeoGAF account and I still can't get one?
Yeah, no kidding. I've been waiting 6 months for them to activate mine. Come on, bitches.
Okay, more news, sequel news. Call of Duty 4. Freaking amazing, wasn't it, guys?
Hell yeah, dude.
Still,
I play first person shooters and I love that fucking game.
Oh, it's so good. Multiplayer, single player. They finally took it out of, like, you know, that old style shoot 'em up. They kind of put that into like modern times, like the future had cool guns, change of pace.
Hell yeah,
man. So
I hated
awesome.
That.
of course you did. Course. You hate everything, Jason.
Jason doesn't like change.
I hate
Jason
that modern
hates puppies.
Shit. I wish they'd bring it back, you know.
Well,
old
you know
school
what?
Style. What?
You know what, Jason? You might be in luck here. Cuz there's actually a sequel coming up. Call of
Sweet.
Duty 5, I guess it would be number 5, I think.
I think so. I think that's
if they're going numerically, that'd be 5. We'll give some good news. It's going to have a similar perk system to Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
Okay.
But it's going to be a new, fresh look at Call of Duty during World War 2.
Holy shit. Don't
They're going back
me,
to
brother.
World War 2?
They are going back to World War II.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They didn't win it last time?
No, apparently not.
Huh. Okay.
And it doesn't matter. Playing World War II games just doesn't get boring, Jason.
Never.
Ever since I played the first one back in, what, 87?
Was it called Wolfenstein 3D, I think?
Yeah. Whatever. But yeah, so another World War II game coming, not a Call of Duty game. It's also not Infinity Ward, so that's kind of like...
Oh yeah, Infinity Ward just does the even-numbered ones.
Exactly, and if you know, as far as I'm concerned, if Infinity Ward isn't making the Call of Duty, then I only think I have one thing to say.
What's that?
Who gives a shit?
That was a double who gives a shit.
That's two.
That's two in one newscast.
That's right. I don't give so much shits, I don't even know how to speak right now.
What I want to know is, why are they still branding this game a Call of Duty game? Why is it that the odd numbers and the even numbers are both Call of Duty games? They should be separate, because Infinity Ward knows what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And this other company is just like, World War II, and that's it.
Well, these companies want to make money, and Call of Duty sell a lot. So as long as they keep throwing in guns and throwing on Call of Duty, it's going to like Call of Duty 3 sold well. Considering it wasn't as good as 2 or 1.
We shouldn't bitch. I mean, it's a huge genre. People absolutely go gaga over it.
People are dumb.
Give Jeff a point for that one. I agree.
I play Monster Madness a lot.
So, can you name... Okay, how many times has Monster Madness been released in the last 10 years?
Twice.
Exactly. And how many times has a World War II game been released in the last 10 years?
86.
Exactly, and that's just to like 2007. Like, it's ridiculous.
I know. I'm with you. You know what I find the most funny about this story?
What's that?
What?
Is how many times we've said duty. It's hilarious.
Who gives a duty? Sorry, that was bad.
Yep.
I apologize. I apologize to all of our listeners before you hit unsubscribe. Yeah, I'm very sorry.
You're like, I'm editing that out because
I'm cutting that duty right here. That's an executive decision.
Yeah.
You have no idea how many times I've done that. I'll say stupid shit. I mean, I do shit all the time, but...
We're like, why is Jason out of this entire podcast? Why? I can't hear Jason. We're asking questions, but no one's answering. What's going on?
Jason, how you doing? Silence.
There he goes. I said something stupid again.
All right, cool.
That was the news.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, I'm glad we got through that quickly, because now we're at like, you know, we're pretty early up on the, we're pretty ahead of ourselves.
Holy shit!
Good stuff. More time to talk about Metal Gear stories.
Metal Gear.
All right, laughing so, because you'll find out in a little bit.
Metal Gear.
All right,
so we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll do Metal Gear stories, and we'll do new releases, and we'll do emails, and we'll do a new question of the week, and then we'll call it a night.
Sounds good.
And we'll be back in a few.
Let's do this.
Word. It's time to wake up. You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat, and I was good. Heck, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One guy. But then the kids came, and the responsibilities. I just didn't have the time or the motivation to keep up. My game backlog just kept growing and growing with each new release. I needed help. So I visited the Game Backlog Support Group on VG Evo. They helped me take control of my backlog.
The VG Evo Game Backlog Support Group is a non-profit organization helping gamers relieve their backlog troubles. Having a game backlog is a debilitating and embarrassing predicament. VG Evo is here to help.
I no longer have to lie about the video games I've played. I can finally say with confidence, yes, I have beat Devil May Cry. And you know what? Nero is a whiny bitch.
If you or someone you know is suffering from their game backlog, please contact www.vgevo.com.
Hey, and we are back. How are you guys doing?
Oh my god, we're back again. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. shit. I'm sorry to everybody right now.
We're all a little delirious because of this thing called Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Metal Gear?
I feel young again.
Metal Gear.
I'm not even going to try.
Well, the game came out today.
It did.
So, for us anyway. The listeners will have been a few days. And there's a lot of people that had interesting things to say about Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
So, if people are interested in the Metal Gear?
And this thing called Metal Gear. I don't know. Jason, what do you think?
I think a lot of people had some memories, thankfully, because otherwise we wouldn't have much of a show.
I thought we were all original and shit, but apparently not.
Well, we tried to shake it up a little bit, you know, because everybody's doing their freaking retrospective. Honestly, that was our original intent, and then, you know, everybody else copied our idea.
Of course.
So we shook it up a little bit, thanks to Jeff's suggestion. It's just like, well, let's just do some personal memories.
I basically whined for about an hour. Until they said, okay, fine, we'll talk about Metal Gear.
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, I don't want to do the show anymore.
We had to give in. It's like, fine, Jeff, we'll throw you a bone this time. Jesus.
Right. Like, you guys talked about Phantasy Star for like six straight episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, fair enough. And then we did a whole show on it.
Yeah.
Kicked you off the show. And
we'll add fun over PlayStation.
Anyway, first email is from nobody gets that but me. It's from Torgo. Oh. He says, "Heh, my fondest memory is actually that of the original Metal Gear for the NES. A buddy from high school and I would get together all the time to try and get through this game. But we finally came to a room that was full of poisonous gas. No matter what we tried and which items we looked for, we just couldn't seem to think our way through.
No Taco Bell before Metal Gear."
Exactly.
Sorry,
Taco John's up there, actually.
Oh,
Taco Tuesdays. I miss potato oles. Finally, a light turned on in my head. And even though I'm sure that it was not the dev's intent, I just increased my health to 100%. And I barreled straight through the room, avoiding any enemies instead of fighting them. I finally got through with only a hint of health left. We went on to finish the game, and it still stands as one of my favorite gaming experiences.
Wow.
Signed lovingly, Torgo.
There's always another way to do it.
I'm just happy I know someone who beat the game.
The original?
I never did.
Yeah.
I did once, I think.
Did
you? Pretty sure. I didn't play the second one. They had a part two, right? I'm trying to remember.
They did.
Well,
I didn't even play that one.
All convoluted. Yeah.
That was actually, I think that may have been the first one I played was the second one, the US version.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm not too keen on it, but.
Well, there was a gas mask in the first one for that scene that he's talking about, right, or something?
I do not know.
Yeah, so I would know.
I barely got past the title screen.
He went through with the exact same thing I'm going through right now with the thermal goggles and the sniper rifle. And all it sucks. That's the one thing I hate about it. It's like, and the worst part is like, I can't even go back and get the thermal goggles because they're in a spot I can't get to anymore. So
that does suck.
Shitty.
It does suck.
It's funny because the first Metal Gear was one of the first games I played on. Nintendo. Well, not the first games. I think it was someone's birthday, and we rented a Nintendo and two games. We got to pick two games, so we rented Gunsmoke for some odd reason. Because a lot of games were out, because I guess it was like Nintendo was starting to get popular, and people were renting them, and we couldn't get Mario because it was rented out and everything, so we had to go with whatever. So we looked at Metal Gear, like, that was kind of cool. Read the back of the box, said, hey, look, that has pretty graphics. Let's rent that. You have a gun. So we rent it. Go home, hook it all up, start playing it. Of course, you don't start with a gun. You start with your fists. And we had no idea what to do. We were like, we don't get this game. We're used to like go to A, B with guns, shoot people. That dog kept killing us. There was a level you, the screen where you walk in, a dog just runs at you and you're dead.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do. We tried for about 10 minutes and then we're like, this is the worst game ever made. And I think it was just because it was too outside the box at the time for us to think, because we were like, you know, side scrollers were new then, right? So we're like, I don't know, this is just weird, this is different. So
yeah,
that was my experience with Metal Gear Solid 1, and I never went back to it.
Yeah, I actually had the same problem. I was very similar. It was one of those things where I kept getting killed by the dog until I figured out, oh wait, I can make it so that he can't see me. I got it. So that's kind of how it happened.
Nice.
Well, I give Torgo mad props for not actually calling like the hint line or something like that, because I would have been on the phone
Like,
yeah,
at my friend's house, calling the 900 number.
I had to play Gunsmoke for 4 hours.
You poor soul.
Game was terrible. The same level looped and looped, and it wouldn't change unless you got a certain item, and you would never know what that was. It's really sucked. Not anyway, so. This isn't a Gunsmoke special.
Let me get you another email. This one's from Duke City 420. I wonder what that means. I've never been a fan of Metal Gear Solid, but most of my friends are. I remember when the first one came out, my friend Daryl bought it right away. Bad thing was that he did not have a memory card. Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Every night, a few of us would go to his house and when we all got off work and, you know, smoke some weed. For 3 weeks, we had to watch him play the game from the beginning until he got good enough to run through the game in one sitting. Damn. When I found out about the Konami save thing and the telekinesis dude, I thought that was the most original thing since sliced bread, not to mention the swapping controller ports. I still think those two things make this game stand out for all time. Thank you, Duke City. 420.
Very cool.
What does the 420 stand for?
Yeah, I don't know. I never know what that stands for. See it everywhere.
Smoking some weed, playing some MGS.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually mine too. My favorite memory of MGS throughout the entire series is Psycho Mantis. I just thought he was smoking some weed.
Yeah,
well, not smoking some weed. I'm actually one of those guys that's never tried any of that shit. So,
well, good for you.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought Psycho Mantis was just outstanding. I mean, he was very well thought out character. You know, just the way they made you fight him and the fact, and it was funny too because I had the Japanese version of Symphony of the Night,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, so you like Castlevania? And I was like, dude,
how'd you know that?
So, and then
did you look around the room and go,
and the the whole thing where it's like, put your controller down and I'll make it move, and you know,
that was just so cool.
You had to laugh at first. You're like, yeah, whatever,
okay, man.
Then you
it's like if you had a DualShock and all that. And
yeah,
it was good stuff. It was really good stuff. I was impressed with that.
And I love like just all of the boss battles
mm-hmm.
in the series, in the Solid series. Anyway,
they're so unique. You know?
Yeah, I can't even think of a favorite one. For real.
Of all of them? Oh, dude, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Actually, I can tell you ones I didn't like, but I couldn't pick a favorite.
Oh, really?
I don't like any of the helicopter ones, or when you're fighting like the Harrier jets and stuff. Basically, anything where you have the rocket launcher and you have to basically get the camera a certain way, and if you miss, you're kind of screwed for a bit. Like especially the chopper in Metal Gear Solid 1. That was such a pain in the ass. I don't know what the favorite one would be.
See, I actually had a big problem with the fear in Part 3 because I didn't have the thermal goggles.
Yeah.
So I was looking for the distortion in the on the leaves and stuff. And then after you get a couple shots off, you see his suit starting to short circuit, and you see the blue lightning.
Yeah,
and it makes it a little easier to see him. But yeah, it's a lot harder without thermal goggles, man.
Oh, I could imagine. Shit.
It's like, okay, does night vision work? No, night vision doesn't work. Realized that after he smacked me upside the head one time. I was like, whoops.
What's cool about a lot of the boss battles is you don't have to fight them any certain way, which I think is awesome. You could beat them one way, and then you can talk to your friend to beat them a totally different way. Like the first time you fight Olga in Metal Gear Solid 2, mm-hmm. if you want, you can just sit there and just wait for her to pop her head out and shoot her. It's going to take a bit, but if you want, you can shoot out the light behind her. You can shoot the tarp off the rails. You can do a bunch of other. It's just crazy. I love that kind of stuff. Lets you be creative.
Yeah.
What about the Fat Man fight?
With the roller blades?
Roller skates with bombs.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, actually. You had to disarm the bombs as you were fighting them.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually tough as hell, too, because you've got this fat ass skating around, you know, laughing at you. And then you've got to disarm bombs as well.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And they took about, what, like 6 or so seconds to freeze them up so they wouldn't blow?
Too long. That's all I know.
Their boss fights are definitely some of the memorable moments.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, this next email, this one pains me. I don't know if I can read it, but I'm going to try. This one's from Bitch Pig. It says, hey, Batman, Bitch Pig here.
Word up.
First of all, let me thank Chris for coming on the Goo. That was definitely a lot of fun, and I appreciate the emails from the other Indus fellers. We'll have to get one of you other guys on at some point. So, I have two memories of Metal Gear that stick out immediately in my mind. One positive, one pseudo-negative.
Pseudo-negative.
pseudo, like, almost negative, kind of, not really. I think it's all negative. Anyway, number one, the original, not the original solid, but the plain original. Mm-hmm. Definitely one of my favorite games on the NES. It pushed the limits in terms of gameplay and item elements, and will hopefully be one of the first games I get when I restart up my my retro NES collection. A brilliant game from start to finish. Number two, the original solid. I enjoyed the gameplay in the first iteration immensely. From the very beginning, it was immersive, entertaining, and incorporated all of the greatest things from the old NES variations. However, it was at this point that the series took a turn for the worse. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the gameplay of Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, never played 3, but I would assume it to be similar. The problem is just that I loved the gameplay. Everything that came along with it, in my opinion, was sorely lacking. Diatribes of meaningless, terribly written dialogue, over-the-top voice acting, and a general feel of overall preachiness. The gameplay redeemed the first two Metal Gear Solid games in general, but I couldn't handle everything else that came with it. I will likely pick up 4, but it's for this reason that I'm hesitant to rush to get it. Now, I know my hesitation and opinion is likely going to be met with one of two responses.
Fuck so you! I'll play them out
relatively quickly.
I really don't.
Number
mean
one
that.
Response might be, "Oh my god, the story is so good! How can you not like it?" To which I would reply, "Sorry, not my cup of tea. Long-winded, terribly written, and acted conversation only takes me out of the experience when I'm trying to do the exact opposite." Or the other response might be, "But you can skip the cutscenes, so that doesn't really matter." To which Scott would reply, "Yes, you can, but that is fair." Oh, wait. He says, "Yes, you can, and that is fair." I could also opt to watch the Lord of the Rings theatrical versions and miss everything that was included in the extended versions or bastardized from the original source material. Skipping a dialogue should never be a positive point for a game. The only acceptable time is after you've already seen it. If a game includes dialogue that you want to skip immediately, never having heard it before, then the dialogue should have been rewritten, told a different way, or excluded altogether. Knowing me, Indus might come back at me and say, "What about Ninja Gaiden, huh?" That has terrible story and dialogue and cutscenes you can't skip on the first playthrough. To which Scott would reply, "Yes, it does." Big difference is that the story versus gameplay pacing in Ninja Gaiden is tremendously in favor of the gameplay, whereas the MGS series is the polar opposite. I recall the first playthrough of Metal Gear Solid taking me roughly 12 hours. Skipping the cutscenes and playing through it again, it took me under 4 hours. You guys highlighted it yourself last week. Pacing is very important. I shall now duck from this OMG stufu noob crap that may be thrown my way from the community. Ducks. I do enjoy the MGS games from what I've played. I just can't bring myself to put them on as high a pedestal as some do. I can honestly say I'm looking more forward to starting up an NES collection that includes the original than I am to picking up Metal Gear Solid 4. Call me quirky. Love the cast. Keep making them. I'll keep listening. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Bitch Pig.
Jason, for nothing.
No, I was before I go on, Jason, you sound like you kind of disagree with a lot of what he said. What do you disagree with?
I will not disregard, or I won't try and argue the fact that the dialogue is terrible, that it's poorly written, and in some cases, very poorly acted. And I wrote about this after I beat part 3, I wrote about it on the forum, and I'm like, I don't know what it is about these games, but all you have to do is like suspend your disbelief for a little while, just kind of roll with it, and you end up just really enjoying yourself for whatever reason. You know, if I saw this movie live action, saw it in the theater or something, I would heckle the fuck out of it.
Oh god, yeah, me too.
And I liken it actually. I don't know if you guys have seen the hell is it, Violet?
Oh, Ultraviolet. Yeah,
terrible movie. I mean, that was one of the first or the most recent movie in history that the audience heckled the screen. Like, you know, they'd say dialogue and everyone would just bust up laughing because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it's not much different. It's not much better than what you hear in like Metal Gear Solid. To be honest, I'm probably going to catch some flack for that too. But while I hated that movie, you know, I don't know. I'm just more critical of movies, I guess. So
I don't know. I think that a lot of the dialogue in the Metal Gear games is purposely over the top that way.
It is.
Oh, a lot of it is. Actually, well, I don't know. Because the first game, you could tell the audience where they were going for was a lot younger, because the games weren't the mainstream they are now. Then it was like, because it was the first game of its kind that would show like cutscenes that were like more than like 2 minutes basically, and just some of the things they said were just so juvenile and just so retarded, like I couldn't believe it. But then each one has gotten better, I've noticed. Like, it's not, they all have this, they're a little bit of cheesiness. Even four has a little bit of cheesiness in it, but it's still more, you can tell their audience now is more broad and there's more adults playing their games, because it's either people who grew up with Metal Gear that are still playing it, or the people that are playing it, it's a mature title, right? So they just figure it's going to be 18 or above, or 17 or above. And three doesn't, I mean, I remember cringing. Remember us when we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, when I said I started playing the Metal Gears again, and I was cringing at the dialogue in Metal Gear 1. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. And then 2 wasn't that bad. From what I played with 3, wasn't too bad. And 4 is great so far. Like, there's only been 2 parts in 4 where I've been like, okay, that was kind of cheesy and kind of whatever. But I don't know. But I do, like, it is very pretentious, though. And that's always been like that since day one. I don't know.
But I don't think it's... I don't think it's like... I think it is intentional, actually.
Think so?
I should say. Yeah, just in the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah,
like it's trying to be over the top. You know, I've often said that this series doesn't take itself too seriously, and that's probably one of the big reasons why I love it so much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you know, I also got to disagree about the gameplay thing. I'm usually kind of critical on games if they have too much cutscene, if they have too much CGI, and it's just, you know, you're just sitting there watching. This game, it's like they never forgot about the, they wanted a very cinematic experience, but they never forgot that it was a game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the gameplay elements are extremely satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can burn through the game in, you know, probably 4 to 6 hours or something like that. But if you remember back, you know, the first time that you played through it, you know, you didn't know where all the enemies were. No,
you died a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, on subsequent playthroughs, yes, you can burn through it. And that's, you know, true in most games, you know. I don't know if it's a valid point, Scott.
It's, well, damn it. It kind of is if you're looking for like a gameplay to story ratio, because some of them, there's a way more storyline and stuff. But I guess the difference between like an RPG is kind of cinematically heavy as well. But that's, I mean, you're grinding and you're battling for hours at a time in an RPG. But technically, if you were to take like an RPG without grinding, there's like Lost Odyssey had times where you're going on like, you know, going in a dungeon for like an hour and a half. But then again, they had cinematics that were like 40 minutes long. That's just nuts. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a specific one that was 40 minutes. I was like, oh crap, that's just ridiculous. But
yeah, you're like the one I last got to that froze on me.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. But yeah, but it's like what Jay said, though, the moments you are playing the game, though, are usually really memorable. Like, I can think of specific moments like throughout Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2 that are just like badass parts in the actual game. Like the Metal Gear Solid, when you're running up the tower and you're getting attacked from both sides, like that's just like fucking awesome. And that's only one segment of when you're fighting. It's almost like every time you take control of Snake, you're doing something cool. And 4, I will say, I know you're saying you're not too interested in 4 right now, Scott, but I found that it seems more balanced, at least at the beginning, because it's, you can make the gameplay parts last pretty much as long as you want, and also depending on how good you are, how many times you die, because of how you want to play it. But you're in like huge firefights in 4 that could last. Like, I was doing one that was probably about half an hour long, and I was like, holy crap, I can't believe I was playing a Metal Gear game for half an hour straight, actually playing. Like, that's pretty intense. But I kind of agree with them, but I just don't think it's a bad thing. I like it. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
If I was like, I don't know, if I didn't have like ADD, I'd probably think that was like an issue. I'd be like, oh, that's fine, more gameplay, less cutscenes. But I like the cutscenes. I play for a bit and I like watch a cutscene. I'm like, all right, break, all right, cool, now I'm ready to play again, cool.
Yeah,
but I do agree. I think it is a little bit too cinematic heavy. Just, I just think that's not a bad thing for what it's doing.
I don't think it is in this case. You know, if you compare it to other games like I don't know, Xenosaga, the more recent ones.
Yeah
I was just, you know, where they're just, I was about to bring them up,
you know, those are like over the top. Those are extremely cinematic heavy. And it just doesn't have the gameplay to back it up.
Even Xenogears was like that, you know, for the original PS. It was.
I liked the combat in that, though.
Yeah, fun.
I did too. But I liked the on the ground combat, not the like robot combat.
And that wasn't too bad.
Anyway. I don't know. It seemed like I would sit there and I would just be reading for like a half an hour, and then I get to play for like 10 minutes, and then I have to read for another half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Well, that's another thing is I think a lot of people criticize Metal Gear, not necessarily for the cinematics, but for the codec scenes. Because they happen a lot, especially early in the game. It's like every like 10 steps, like, tleet, tleet. Oh, God, now they're going to tell me how to walk up a ladder. It's going to take 10 minutes. I walk up the ladder, tleet, tleet. Now they're going to tell me how to use my gun. But yeah, I don't have a gun yet, so I have to get it from some dude. And it's like, I think that's...
You know what really got me was in part three, whenever you save.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, you have to talk
after
to
you
that
finish
girl.
Saving, chick starts spouting off about movies. I'm like...
Yeah, I skip all that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
There was one of those that actually cracked me up though, because more often than not, it's just nonsense that she's spouting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was one time that she was talking about one of the James Bond films, and all of a sudden Major Tom got all excited and he like interrupted her and he like kicked her off the channel. Because he's a huge like James Bond fan, and he's
That's
just going
funny.
On and on and on about, you know, spy business and stuff. And I mean, that was the only really funny one.
But they fixed that in 4 too. As you guys can tell, I really like 4. It's good.
Memories.
What else you got?
Any more memories?
I've got another email. Oh, back to Scott. Scott, I don't hate you much.
Yeah, it's to each your own, you know.
Exactly, and he's probably looking more for an action oriented experience. Obviously, he likes Ninja Gaiden. So
there you go.
Camera's better in Metal Gear Solid, I'm just saying.
But of course, that's not saying much. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Anyway, email from Industria. It says, my Metal Gear memories probably differ from a lot of other people's. For me, the most time and fun I've ever had playing a Metal Gear game was when I was playing the original Metal Gear Online that was included in Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsidence. I love that game to death. When I first got it, I played it pretty much every night after school until around 6 in the next morning. Oh, when did you
sleep? Wow. Seriously.
That's hardcore.
And I ended up making some pretty good friends through it. In the end, when the servers were shut down, I had somewhere close to 500 hours into it, and I actually dorked out enough to save all of my stats.
Wow.
Everything that game did as an online game makes it still stand as one of my favorite online experiences I've ever had. That especially goes for its community features. Everyone is now, or was, bitching about Konami implementing their Konami and game IDs instead of the PSN IDs for online play. I think it's a great thing if it'll be anything like the MGO community site from the first one. It had message boards, messaging, stats, friends lists, and a whole pile of other stuff that ended up being really keen. Who knows if it'll be worth it this time around, though. We'll have to see if the new MGO can hold my attention that much. I certainly hope so, as I've been looking forward to MGO more than Metal Gear Solid 4. Keep the shows fantastic as always, Industria.
Oh, thanks, Industria.
Thank you. That's a different one.
Did either of you guys play MGO?
Sorry?
Did either of you guys play MGO?
No.
No, and no. I wanted to.
I didn't think I think the first one I picked up 3. I'm pretty sure it was just around where they closed the servers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite remember.
And I really wanted to play tried to get onto the beta for MGO this time around. And
I'm not touching the one that came with 4. That's just you do get it for free, which is the basics, right? Then they're going to charge for downloadable stuff. Is that how it's going to work?
I don't know about the
charging for downloads. They're charging for additional character slots, though, from what I've seen.
Okay. I will say this, though, initially, like, they shouldn't. I don't like the extra PSN ID, different friends list. The reason why is because they can put stats, they can put forums, they can put all that kind of stuff, and still have everything that the PSN uses. It's like a lot of like other games that are online have the same thing.
So do you guys think the online portion works for like a Metal Gear Solid game?
If it's done right. Have you guys played it? Did you guys play the beta at all? Or?
Yeah, a little bit.
And what do you think?
I never get around to it. So.
And what do you think, Jason?
I don't know. I don't know if it fits with me. No. I can't say that it does.
Well, I don't know. People, like, I thought the same way about Splinter Cell, but apparently a lot of people really, really liked that and thought it was really well done. I played it up to a point where I thought I was getting the hang of it, but it was so deep, and if you didn't know what you're doing, I went back like a month later, and you just get raped. Like, it's just crazy how good people were, and because it was a kind of smaller community, they're even that much better. It was like you didn't stand a chance. Right. And I've been reading stuff. People are liking the Metal Gear Solid Online, but I've been reading a lot of people complain that there's one mode where it's like everyone against Snake kind of thing. Snake is picked randomly, and people would play for up to like three hours, and they would never get a chance to be Snake. And apparently, he's like the most fun character to be in that game mode. So that could be right. an issue.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, from what I've seen, it's been positive mostly. Mm-hmm. There's a few things that I've seen that are, you know, issues with some control and stuff like that. I think the 1UP show did a piece on it, and you know, it sounded like they enjoyed it for the most part, but there were some things that just turned them off from
it. Yeah. It's right. all about balance. Any game where you need stealth in a multiplayer game, it's all about balance. Like, if you're going to give the guys who can yeah. be stealthy, you're going to give them good cool guns or crap guns. You're going to give the guys who aren't stealthy two overpowered guns. And I don't know. I'm going to try cool. it out, but I'm not going to touch it till I beat the story, the single player first.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Okay. Well, guys, I'm all out of emails.
Out of emails?
That's it?
That's all right.
That's it. That's all I got for emails.
Do you have anything else?
That's all right.
I have voicemails.
Oh, we do have voicemails.
I'm going to play one. Sweet. This one's from Aces High.
Hey, Andis. This is Aces High from BGEVO.
What up?
I'm here to talk about the question of the week, which is Metal Gear Memories. And please don't mind my rambling, because frankly, this is, I haven't written anything.
You don't mind ours. Go for it.
But the things I remember about Metal Gear, walking around cardboard boxes.
Hell yeah.
Hoping the guards wouldn't lift it up. Man, that was a bitch.
What's that noise?
Yeah.
Cardboard boxes, which never worked. Hiding in lockers, and Metal Gear Solid 2, and calling Otacon, and just hearing them talk about the first time you met in Metal Gear 1, where Otacon pissed his pants in the locker. great time. Along with memorable bosses, like Vamp, the all-amazing Immortal, who can apparently withstand a shot to the head.
Yeah.
Psycho Mantis. Switching the control port. I mean, come on. That's an ingenious idea. I don't think anyone can deny it.
No.
Absolutely not.
Just everything about Metal Gear, the story, everything, is amazing. And Raiden is not a whiny bitch. Okay,
all right.
Not anymore.
Well, this is costing me $1, and I'm going to leave you with that. Goodbye, Indus.
Hey, later, man. That's cool.
Cost him $1. He cares,
thank you, Aces.
Man.
Yeah, obviously.
That's awesome.
I can't believe someone paid to leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, no kidding.
what was that noise? Just a box.
Just a yeah. box.
Just a box.
Just a box.
I love the cardboard box. You know, I actually did a metal snake paper craft where he's actually, it's like, you know, one of the cardboard boxes, and you just see his little feet sticking out the bottom. Found it online. It's sitting on my TV right now. I love it so
that's
much.
That's funny. Like,
yeah, I don't think I've ever successfully used the box.
I have a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like it always, they always know
it's,
you're there, but I guess it depends on like where you are, where you
it's
use
when
it.
You put it on, yeah. basically. If you put it on when you, if they see you run into a room and then you put it on, they're going to look under the box. But if you run into the room,
yeah,
you know, if
you're
they
like
don't
in
see,
a caution mode or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty screwed, but
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Pretty much.
That's something else. Okay, I haven't brought this up yet, but I need to. Metal Gear Solid 3, the whole alert, evasion, caution thing.
Yeah.
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 Oh, it's so annoying. It's like, why did you have to make three of them now?
That's true.
So they took away your radar, and then they made it, you know, so now there's three steps to get rid of. You know, an alert.
Yeah, so you're sitting there for a while.
As opposed to the two that there were in the other two games. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about it for me is that no matter how good your camouflage is, if you're in caution, they always find you. At least it seems that way. Because it's like, I'll get in the grass and I'll have like 90% camouflage and they'll find me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But,
do you feel better you let that out?
I did. Well,
back to the cardboard boxes.
Thing. It would be better if a second in Metal Gear Solid in the caution mode was actually
a real second
as opposed to like 2 seconds.
It's
that
actually
it is.
Long.
It's like, yeah, this minute and a half that you're in caution mode is more like 3 minutes. Anyway.
I think they did that a little bit better in 4 because they took out the evasion for 1, so they just have the alert and caution. But in caution, good. It's just. Now, I can remember in 3, when I got caution mode, I just wanted to stay still because I knew if I went anywhere, I'd be seen because of the whole radar thing and the camera wasn't the best, even when they did add in the third-person camera. But in 4, it seems when you're in the caution mode, they're looking for you, but they're not. It doesn't seem like they're automatically sucked to where you are, which I got that feeling in 3 where I was like, oh, crap, they're going to know exactly where I am. So that was kind of cool. I still felt like I could move freely and just kind of just have to keep my eye out more. So be more cautious, so to speak. So... Gotcha. Yeah, so they did fix it a little bit, and I was happy about that. Because, yeah, that drove me nuts too, Chris. I was like, oh my God, this is such a pain in the ass.
See, like, I'm going to go make a sandwich. Like, yeah, it actually got to the point where if I actually got seen like in certain areas...
You'd let them kill you, right?
No, I would just reset the game and start.
I'd throw a grenade in my feet or something like that and just kill me off, so I'd just try again.
It's faster.
Yep. it's faster
than trying to find a hiding spot.
Yeah.
You know, because I would actually save. A lot of times I save every time I enter a new area. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if they catch me, then I'll just reset and do it again.
Well, it's, you mentioned making something, and since cardboard, Jason made something. I'm going to talk about one of my last Metal Gear memories was...
Your Metal Gear Solid fan fiction?
I'm actually working on that now. I was trying to keep that on the down low. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Way to blow it. Way to blow your load.
Yeah. Got my PlayStation. I was hyped up for Metal Gear. I thought it was like, oh my God, this game looks freaking amazing. Of course, this is after hating the first Metal Gear because I didn't know what to do. And I thought it looked like something I've never seen before. I had to have it. And then probably about 3 days before release, my friend calls me up. He's like, hey, your PlayStation is modded, right? I'm like, yeah. Because I can get you Metal Gear today for like $5. I was like,
son of a bitch.
I'm like, let's do it. And then I was going to buy the game anyway, but I was like, I wanted to play the game like as fast as, like as soon as I could, because I was so excited. So I went and picked up the two discs. I came home and I was like, okay, play the game for probably about a couple hours probably. Then I, you know, take the disc out. I'm looking at these two burnt discs and I'm like, well, what am I going to put these in? Because I just got them in like, you know, a paper little sleeve. So I go upstairs. I think I took, what CD did I take? I think it was the Smashing Pumpkins, the Melancholin one, and took out everything because I didn't like the album for some reason at the time. So I was like, all right, cool. So
could it be that they suck?
Yeah, most likely.
I'm just curious. Yeah, okay.
So I had the case. So I'm like, I got to do something with this case. So I spent the next 2.5 hours making box art for my burnt Metal Gear Solid out of EGM magazines and Game Pro, cutting out like Snake and all these like cover things and like taping them on like construction paper.
He's so dreamy.
Yeah, and actually writing stuff on it. I took out screenshots, cut them up, put them on, and put descriptions underneath. And I was like, yeah,
hey,
nerd.
I have to ask you.
Yo.
I have to ask you, what did you do when you got to the point where they told you to get the codec frequency off the back of the box?
Oh, the guy who actually burnt it wrote that down. He had it from somewhere.
That's cool.
Oh, no, actually, no, sorry. That's a lie. I went to EB in the mall because it got I had no idea. And, of course, internet was like fucking non-existent then. Well, it was around, but hardly. And then it wasn't easy to search for stuff like that. So, yeah, no, I just went to the mall and looked at the back of the box like, okay, there it is. But I made my own box. I wonder if it is somewhere around, but I don't know if it is. But it was a work
Dude,
of art, let me tell you.
Please post screen art shots of that.
I know, seriously. Yeah. I can hear Glenn right now.
Nerd. Oh yeah. It was man, I was a nerd. I'm like showing my friends, they're looking at me like, "Dude, you seriously are a fucking nerd." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "This is cool." They're like, "No, the game's cool, but that is not cool. How long did that take you?" Like half an hour. I'm like, I worked on that for like 2.5 hours, man.
That's awesome, man. Shut up. Dude, I can't beat your nerd story, but I got something.
Definitely not.
No, my friends and I were such huge fans. I mentioned before that, you know, after bar close, we'd come back and just play through Metal Gear Solid straight. And this happened multiple times, but I mean, we're so into it that we actually started writing a script for a movie that we were going to produce. We were going to make our own Metal Gear Solid movie. We were just going to recreate
the game.
Wow. You know, the game, but
that's funny.
I kind of dropped out of it because I couldn't be Snake.
No,
for whatever reason, they cast me as Ocelot, and I'm like, motherfuck! I hate Ocelot. Fuck Ocelot! Fuck you guys.
Do you guys all just take turns being like anymore. Metal Gear? Nope, you can't do it. Next.
And they're like, Jason, you're really evil and tall. You should be Ocelot.
You guys are awesome. I want to thank you very much. Because I actually don't feel incredibly weird now. Because you guys have just totally blown by me on the weird scale.
Oh, dude, that's something, man. If we
I don't know,
Chris,
dude. I've heard of some lightsaber videos that you and John did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that shit was funny.
You're not kidding, are you?
No.
Oh, I hope those find their way to the web.
Dude, I've been trying so hard to get him to give me those videos. Okay, I have to do this off topic really, really fast.
No problem.
Real quick.
But our buddy John, Chibi Knight on VG Evo, mm-hmm. He is big into art, and he figured out how to do the lightsaber effect in Photoshop. Okay. So, we were just testing it.
Before tutorials and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
this is a long time ago. This is probably 6 years ago, 6, 7 years ago. Okay. And so we wanted to, do like a Star Wars fan film. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to test out the lightsaber thing. So we both made PVC pipe lightsabers.
Okay.
And, we actually choreographed this little, it was probably it was only like 15 or 16 contact points.
Okay.
With the sabers. And one of the shots, I would swing horizontally at his head and he would lean back and dodge it. And then he would come back and he would swing horizontally at me. So we're going through all the motions and I swing horizontally and the actual blade part, the PVC blade part of it, just flies out of the hilt and goes like 30 feet across the front yard. And I'm just standing there like, what? And he gets like literally 3 inches from knocking me right in the head with his.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you either didn't have a girlfriend at that point in time, and if you did, you didn't after that day.
Let's see. At that time, I think I was doing the friends with benefits thing point in time.
She's like, well, I can't really date him.
I don't want to be seen with him anywhere.
Actually, it was the other way around. I didn't want to date her.
Why, she wanted to be Leia or something? Or Yoda?
Okay.
We have a perfect Yoda lookalike. Sorry, I shouldn't make fun of people I've never even seen. Never mind, make fun of their looks anyway. That's just wrong. What were we talking about?
We're talking about Ricky Doody's voicemail, which I'm going to play. Here we go. It's a long one, so everybody kick back.
All right, just wake me up when it's done.
Hey, guys. This is Ricky. I called because I posted something on the VG Evo forum, and Chris asked me to call in
and tell
my story.
Yeah.
About Metal Gear. So here it is.
It's a good story.
Playing Metal Gear Solid 1 when I saw a cousin of mine playing it for the first time at my grandma's house, and I completely loved it, so I had to buy the game and beat it a couple of times, and I was totally addicted to that game. So I beat it at least like 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
I would beat it once and start over again, and right after. When Metal Gear Solid 2 came out, I didn't have a PS2. I had to borrow a PS2 from a friend of mine, and I had that at my place, and had one of my friends, his name is Odie, like the Garfield dog. He had a friend that had Metal Gear Solid 2, and we asked him to let us borrow it. So he did, and we decided that we would beat the game in one sitting, so we basically spent around 12 hours in front of a TV playing Metal Gear Solid 2 and completely loved the game. We spent a lot of time. We played the tag, which, we take turns playing, and whenever we're stuck, we just tag the other person in and he starts playing.
That's cool.
What if they after tag that,
Metal Gear Solid 3. When this game came out, I really wanted it, but I couldn't afford it. So at this point in my life, I was dating this girl from Malaysia, and you just know who she is. And
I still say Eamon is actually
she
Skylar.
Called me one time and said, hey, I can get you PlayStation 2 games for like basically $5. So she asked me to give her a list. So I did, and one of the games there was Snake Eater. And when the games got here to Puerto Rico, I was living in Puerto Rico at that time, I had to buy Swap Magic, which was, I spent $50 on it, and got, you know, Swap Magic to be able to play that game. And completely loved it. I was totally addicted to that game, and we played it for a couple of days straight through. Me and another friend of mine called Esteban, we had a really good time playing it. That he actually bought a PS2 and bought the second edition, the Subsistence edition, when it came out. He was completely addicted to that game, and he beat it like twice. And he was trying to get the stealth suit by shooting all the frogs that are hidden throughout the game. And he also played a lot of the online modes. There was a Snake Eater in the Subsistence, and he was really liking it. Well, by this point, our friend Odie, we have to stop talking to him because he is into some drug problems. So finally he shows up, and he asks my other friend Esteban to, like, you know, let him borrow his PlayStation. Actually, he spent a lot of time going to his house, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks, going to his house trying to build the trust back that was lost when he started this whole drug problem deal. And finally, when he regained my other friend's trust, he asked him to let him borrow his PlayStation 2 because he was playing Phantasy Star Universe that had just come out, and he got addicted to that because we were all addicted to Phantasy Star Online when it first came out. So he let him borrow the PS2 with all the games, and 2 weeks later, he finds out that his PS2 was sold to someone else with all the games.
Oh my god! Ouch.
Our friend, quote unquote, Odie could buy drugs. So yeah, it's a horrible story. And I try to make it as short as possible, since there's a freaking voicemail. Well, there you are. If you want to read the whole story, I posted it in the VG Evo Metal Gear Solid Memories thread, and then in this forum. So there you go.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thanks, Ricky.
What Ricky Doody, everyone. Douchebag.
And so is that guy who had the drug problem.
Same guys. Okay.
I'm kidding, Ricky.
No, he's not. Talks about you all the time offline.
In a good way.
I hate that Ricky guy.
Yeah, but seriously, it's like a downer.
Yeah.
To get that kind of story, but it's just horrible that his buddy, or his thought to be buddy, mm-hmm. sold his fucking PlayStation for drug money. That's ridiculous. Yeah, you should have known with a name like Odie.
Yeah,
should have known.
That's trust a man named Odie.
Yeah.
Or no,
that is just screwed, man.
That'd be well. That's all pissed. I've got for voicemails.
It's all right. I get with Metal Gear Solid 2. I had the same kind mm-hmm. of thing. I had to borrow my friend's PlayStation 2 because I didn't have one at the time, and I was so envious. I was like, oh man, because I loved the first one. And I'm pretty sure I beat the second one, I think, in like not one sitting. It might have been two, but it was definitely over a weekend, that's for sure. And I don't know where my loss, like I just wasn't interested in 3 at all. And I owned a PS3 when it came out, I believe, too. Just didn't care for it. Somewhere between 2 and 3, I was like, you know what, I'm just not going to like Metal Gear anymore. And then...
You know what I realized? I realized that what it was that turned me off about 3 mm-hmm. was the camera.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so. Because they got rid of the radar, which was essential... Because you had like this top-down kind of view,
yeah,
which they kind of kept in 3, made it a little more dynamic, but mm-hmm. it was still kind of fixed between screens.
Yeah.
But then they take away the radar from you, and you're like, fucked.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, yeah, that's why like the first and second were kind of like puzzle games in a way, because you have to like look at the patterns by the cones.
Yeah.
Move that way.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Three, not so much.
No.
But I was kind of the same way as both of you guys. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, as soon as the game came out, one of my roommates at the time, Jake, got it and started playing it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually watched him get through a lot of it. I watched him play. I watched him fight the pain. I watched him fight the sorrow, I think. And there were a couple more scenes that I saw, but I was trying not to pay too much attention because I wanted to play it. But while I was watching him play it, it's like all the micromanagement of like the camouflage, mm-hmm, and just all that kind of stuff. It kind of turned me off while I was watching it. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to play this right now. But now that I've went back and I started playing it, I really like it.
So yeah.
I'm glad I went back and started playing it.
I had the same view of the your wounds and everything, and you have to
attend to them.
And, you know, oh yeah, the curing. Ointment
and this, yeah, I hated that at first. I'm like, this is total micromanagement. This is like,
it was pointless
artificial gameplay.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, but yeah. I learned to like it after a little while. I really did, especially after the fight with the fear, because he shoots those crossbow bolts.
That's
at you.
I hated it.
Jesus Christ! I thought it was hilarious because you could see the bolts sticking in front of you. You've got these holes.
No shit. Yeah. When I was fighting the fear, poor Snake, mm-hmm, he got a crossbow bolt right in his crotch.
Oh. How did you tend to that one? Did you have to suck out the poison? Yeah,
So Crystal's watching me play it, and I pull up the cure window, and he's got two crossbow bolts. One is in his shoulder, and the other one's in his crotch. and so she's like, what is sticking out of his balls or something like that? And I'm like, he got shot, and he goes, oh, that would suck.
Yeah, no
like,
kidding.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would. But yeah, it actually like showed it sticking
not
out
so
of his
solid
crotch.
Snake.
It was horrible.
Jason, I don't hear you laughing.
But
come on, pity laugh. Not even a pity
hurting. Laugh. It's still hurting.
It's still hurting. See, the thing about the fear with me was the fact that I didn't have the thermal goggles, so it was really hard for me to track them most of the time. Mm-hmm. So by the time the fight was over, I think I was almost out of disinfected. I was like, fuck, I'm tired of pulling these damn things out of my body.
It got annoying for me. I think that's why I got sick of Metal Gear Solid 3. I think I just got sick of the micromanagement. Didn't really like the radar. And yeah, I don't know. I'll try to go back.
Yeah, the motion sensor did not make up for the radar at all.
No. It was 4 doesn't have the radar really either. It's different. But then again, the camera's so much better in 4. And because they did add in that camera in 3... But it feels a little bit loose, and the levels weren't – you can tell they weren't built with that camera in mind, because you still look. You're like, oh, it looks like I can go over there, and then you walk into like a fake wall. You're like, oh, shit. Okay, no, I can't go over there. So,
gotcha.
And, of course, 4 is not like that. So, one thing I do want to set people, because I've been reading on some forums, mainly like GLF, people are saying, well, it looks like there's hardly any stealth in 4 and that it's all straight-up action. That's actually not – true, because a lot of the stealth parts are actually taking place in a war zone, which when watching a video you can't tell that. And I just want to, like, you all know that it's the PC PMC against this kind of like what's it called, militia type group, and they'll start fights with each other. And why do I always get the PCP, whatever,
is this a Metal Gear memory?
No, it's not. I'm just setting something straight really quick.
Okay, all right.
That they'll fight each other, and then you're sneaking around them. So it looks like you're in the middle of this fight, and you are, but no one's necessarily looking for you. So it is kind of stealthy. It's just kind of cool. Just don't want to, if anyone's listening. So yeah, if you're afraid that they took out the stealth elements just to be like, oh, now it's a shooter, and you go blow everything up, that's not exactly true. So even those videos where it shows people shooting each other left, right, and center, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to take part in those firefights.
Well,
you can't go
it.
Around them.
Well, shit, I'm taking mine back. Yeah, well.
Cool. Well, Jason, we did go to the midnight release last night.
Hell yeah, we did. And we came prepared, too. We actually brought a little mobile podcasting kit. And we got a few interviews, actually. And I stressed the few, because there were very few people there. Chris got there. How many people were there when you showed up, Chris?
When I showed up, there was like 2.
When I showed up,
you guys
went
pretty
like
early, right?
4.
Well, I got there at like It was like 10:30 when I got there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too early, but it wasn't too late either.
Mm-hmm. It did pick up later, though. Yeah, close to midnight, mm-hmm. everybody showed up, and that place was packed. Yeah,
there was like 20 or 30 people there at that point.
Mm-hmm. But because it was a smaller group, little band of brothers we were, we got lots of good stuff out of these guys. So cool. I'm going to play excerpts from our interviews with the GameStop nerds.
This is fun.
So is this weird that I'm sitting next to you with a microphone?
A little.
Dude, what's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, you haven't heard of us yet, but this is the Interactive Distractions podcast. And on our next show, what we're going to be doing is like a Metal Gear Solid Memories.
Yeah.
So we want to ask if anybody has any special moments that they'd like to talk about.
Well, the most common one, this is also David Hayter's one, is when you fight the end in MGS3.
Yeah.
It's just an epic boss battle.
Did you watch that episode of like the bonus round with David Hayter?
Yeah. Still waiting for the fourth episode to come out.
Hell yeah, me too. I just beat Metal Gear Solid 3 finally, and I'm a huge fan, but I don't know why I've been putting this one off for so long. But all right, very important question now. Who's hotter, Meryl or Ava?
Ava in MGS3, but in MGS4, Ava is kind of, I wouldn't have that.
I'd call her a MILF, but I don't know if she's produced offspring yet, but
yeah.
I think I'd still give her a jump.
Yeah. Right now, Meryl is probably in MGS4. Yeah, I think Meryl would take
the case. She looks damn hot. I'll tell you, I had a huge, huge crush on Meryl in the first game, big time. And I was sad to not see her in the second one, like at all. But
I had trouble with all those with the graphics in MGS1. It was hard to have a crush on her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I was also like 8.
That makes sense, I guess. Hormones weren't really flowing at that point.
Not exactly.
He was 8 when he played the first Metal Gear Solid. So, he
didn't. Meryl didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were talking about. So, are you going to play through this like straight?
Unfortunately, no, because my dad's a workaholic. So, I'll probably have to do some yard work and stuff between hours and
Damn it!
Like, your dad.
He doesn't like seeing me with a PlayStation controller in my hand. He actually when he refers to it. He mixes PlayStation and Game Boy and calls it Playboy.
Oh, really? He just clueless. He doesn't understand. Yeah. I got it. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Kevin. We're going to get you a card
and
stuff.
Yep,
make sure you check us out.
Yeah, I will.
InteractiveDistractions.com. All right, I'm going to go around and keep talking to people. You guys want to talk a little bit? Metal Gear Solid Memories?
What specifically?
Anything you want. What comes to mind? I mean, let me walk over. What's your name?
Dude, my name's Kartik Mystery. I love Metal Gear Solid. That's my real name, man. I'm not fucking
joking. Is it
really? Yeah. You want to see my ID? Name.
Bust it out, man.
All right, dude.
I don't believe your shit.
Oh, wait. Here comes my cigarette.
Do I have to bribe you with a cigarette?
Oh, dude.
What's up, dude? He's not even kidding. It is Kartik and Mystery. It's like M-I-S-T-R-Y, not like Mystery. Look at that. All right, well, Mr. Mystery over here is a little busy, so we're going to talk to this gentleman right here. What's your name?
Will.
How you doing, Will?
Good.
Well, that's awesome. So, are you here to pick up the Metal Gear Solid on Xbox 360?
Yeah.
You know, they actually asked me that when I pre-ordered it here. They're like, which system do you want it on? I'm like, DS. And they're like, I don't think we have that. So, anyway, are you a fan of the Metal Gear?
Yeah.
So do you have anything that like hops out as far as, you know, very epic memories as far as Metal Gear Solid is concerned?
Gosh, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Who's hotter, Ava or Meryl?
Meryl, all the way.
Hell yes.
I keep going back to that.
What time frame you're talking about.
In the 60s, man, I have to say Ava.
That's valid. That's valid. What's the last one that you played?
I just replayed the Twin Snakes.
On the GameCube? Or awesome. Very cool. So, is that the only one that you played, or all of them?
I've played all of them. I started with the PS1 version when the PS2 came out, actually. I didn't get it until a little bit later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I was so excited about Metal Gear Solid 2, and then that came out and blew my mind. And
hell yeah.
Actually, I was so excited about the demo that my screen name online is ZOEMGS2 for the demo that came with Zone of Enders. So. Oh, yeah.
I don't even think I played that game, but I bought it. And
Zone of Enders was an awesome game.
Shut up, Chris.
It had an even awesomer demo with it. So,
Cool. So talk to me about boss battles. What's one of your favorite boss battles?
I love the I'm not good at like remembering the specific names, but the guy
was
fine.
Dude on three. What's his name?
That was pretty interesting.
The pain.
There you go.
Yeah.
He was pretty badass.
Dude was nuts, man.
No, that was pretty cool because you actually have to like hide underwater and stuff and fire at him and stuff. Yeah, that was neat. So
the fear sucks.
Which one was that?
The fear's kind of cool, dude.
He was the one that was the
spider dude
and jumping from tree to tree.
Oh like, yeah, dude, we gotta shoot down the poison pears.
It didn't freak you out at all when he'd like swipe by you, you couldn't see him or something. Your stick would rumble and just like fucking freaky shit.
Yeah, I had to break out the AK.
See, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. All right, well, how about you? I'm sorry, this is Mr. Mystery again.
Oh, what about me? What?
Metal Gear Solid Memories.
Dude, my fondest memory was probably the sniper fight on 3.
On 3?
What's his name? The End?
The End,
yeah. That's a popular one.
That was
awesome.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Really? I'm sorry,
dude,
Chris.
I hear if you like save your game and wait like a week or so, whenever you load your game again, he's like they're dead.
All right, so you kind of chimed in before with the Ava versus Meryl business.
Yeah, Ava, if it's in the 60s.
If it's in the 60s?
Was it
the motorcycle? It was the boobs.
It was the boobs, man.
Yeah. But Meryl's the redhead, and she's all like, tough and shit, too.
I don't know. I got a weakness towards blondes.
Yeah, I do, too. That's my wife, by the way. She's got little shagohods in her hair.
Very nice. Very nice. Just like Raven, right? Was that his name?
Vulcan Raven. Vulcan he had the tank in the first one. That was an epic boss battle too. They all are.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a cool one. All right. Well, cool guys. So, any other memories? What was the first one that you played?
The first one, of course.
The first one. Okay. Yeah. Like the actual
Metal Gear Solid. I'm sorry.
There
I played Metal Gear when the expansion came out, or not expansion, the Substance came out for Metal Gear Solid 3.
There we go.
What's your favorite one?
What's your favorite MGS?
Not even MGS. Metal Gear, the original Metal Gear can be included in that. What's your favorite Metal Gear?
Dude, I didn't like the Metal Gears as much as I like the Solids. I'd have to say two. Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, wow. With Raiden.
With Raiden. Oh, I thought Raiden was awesome.
Did you think Raiden was a whiny bitch?
I'll tell you what. My favorite boss battle? Psycho Mantis from the first one.
Yeah.
Because that shit was epic, man. It was like, cool. Put the controller on the ground and I'll make it move. Yeah. It was like, that's... Oh! And then he knew everything you were
like,
doing.
Okay, I know what's going on, but that's really
dude,
cool.
On the GameCube one, it like reads through your memory card, so it knows like all the...
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing on the PS1. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The Konami games.
Yeah, any Konami,
Konami
games that are on there.
Yeah.
I remember on that GameCube,
that's crazy.
It told me that I played Mario Sunshine.
What?
It's really strange.
It told you played Mario Sunshine?
Yeah, on Twin Snakes, when I had Mario Sunshine on my GameCube card, and it was like...
Did it call you a pansy or anything?
I feel like it was called.
Hey, Chris is funny.
Shut up, it's my little brother's name.
No, I love Mario
Sunshine. We've got this friend named David, and actually, I don't know if you guys know, but Snake's real name is David. And
I thought his name was,
John?
Jack.
There you go.
Jack.
I thought his name was
that
Jack.
That was Big Boss. Yeah, that's Big Boss.
And it was Raiden's name.
His real name is John. Jack is a nickname for John, just like John F. Kennedy.
Like,
oh, I had no idea.
Jack is a nickname for John, so that's why they call him Jack.
But that was Raiden's real name. Or, like, that's what they said. Jack, this and that.
But anyway, yeah, they announced that at the end of the game. They're like, my name's David or whatever. And my buddy David got all freaked out, because he went through the Psycho Mantis shit, and he's like, how the fuck did they know my name? I can't believe awesome. This. This game is awesome. Yeah.
David's not all there.
Exactly. So, speaking of snake, can anybody do a good like snake impression?
Oh god.
I'll go last, man.
Liquid.
There we go.
Another Metal Gear.
Let's say that the entire way.
Don't look at me, I don't do impressions.
Oh, god.
Metal Gear.
That was from a woman. Wow. Oh yeah. Kevin's up next. Come on.
Come on, man. Do it.
Metal Gear.
Yes.
Alright, you're up, bud.
Another Metal Gear.
Awesome.
My impression isn't looking that bad right now.
So the kind folks at GameStop have actually brought out their demo station outside, and it's now installed.
Before we start playing, let's just like bask in the glory.
And we are now watching the intro.
All right, go to it, mystery.
That was really
gay. That's all right.
It was fine, man.
Hard.
Big boss hard, not just hard.
Oh.
Big Boss Hard.
I'm Big Boss Hard right now.
This is really creepy.
Tell me this has something to do with the game.
It does! Just wait!
You do not. ADD. If you wouldn't have chosen the homoerotic Big Boss Hard mode, you wouldn't be seeing this right now. That's all I got, guys.
Nice.
Not bad. That was a lot of fun.
That sounded fun.
It was fun. The bad part is though, like right after that, we were gonna start doing some more because like a lot of more people showed up.
Yeah.
And for some reason it stopped recording regularly for some reason.
Yeah, it kept pausing and stuff. It's a new thing that I'm dealing with, so I'm working out the kinks. But
yeah, but we got some good stuff in there. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, the guys that came out and talked to us. If you guys are listening, thanks a lot for talking to us. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, do we want to any last Metal Gear memories before we move on?
Meryl's totally hotter than Ava.
not if you're taking young Ava. Young Ava's hotter.
Yeah, I don't know. See, Meryl's is more the type of chick that I'd stick with for a while.
Yeah, I
Ava's
hear
not exactly that type of chick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Ava's the one you'd be with, just wouldn't respect. You wouldn't care if she left first thing in the morning.
Which, whoop.
With what?
I'm not saying anything. Nothing. Nothing.
All right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Whatever.
Anyway.
It's a spoiler-free show, Jeff.
Oh. Yes, always.
Not really.
All right. Well, let's get moving then, because I think we bashed this one now. New releases? You want to do that?
Yeah. Yes. Please do.
Yeah, there's really not much. All right, so for the Wii, Wacky Racers, Cat Crash and Dash, and probably the most interesting thing coming out next week, Rock Band for the Wii is coming out next week.
Finally.
For the DS, Tamagotchi Connection Corner 3.
I hated the second Space, one.
What's that?
I hated the second one.
I don't remember any of these.
You're not missing anything.
Really. Yeah, I know. Space Invaders Extreme
to the max.
Pets, dogs, fashion,
extreme.
Wacky Racers Crash and Dash. Woo-hoo. Arkanoid. Mm-hmm. Code Lyoko Fall of Xana.
Okay.
Imagine Rockstar.
That's what I do every day.
Yeah. Wow. And Guitar Hero on Tour. Blah. Huh.
Whoa.
Let's see. 360, nothing. PS3, nothing. PS2, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. So for the PSP, we're also getting Space Invaders Extreme.
That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to it. It's like $20, man. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll go buy that.
Cool.
And also Secret Agent Clank is coming out next week.
Nice. Well, I heard that's kind of meh. I'll check it out though.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to be. There was a demo released on PSN,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to download that and try it before I start jumping on that game.
Check it.
Check it out. Hey, did you guys see that the Wii Rock Band drums are wireless?
Are they really?
I think so. I don't know for a fact, but like the pictures they were showing of them like this past week, it showed it had the white drums and there was a dongle on top of them. Like the little wireless dongle. And I was like, oh, are those actually wireless drums? I'm jealous.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who gives? Are we still doing news?
No.
Where are we?
We're at emails.
Ooh, I got a couple. Do you want me to read them?
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. This one's from Fitz, otherwise known as Figure in the Shadows, otherwise known as Nabo. I have been away for a few weeks, but that doesn't mean I have missed one of your episodes. It seems a bit odd, like you're all entering a rut. Thanks, man. I'm just saying, that's what it seems like with all the showing up on other podcasts and whatnot. Yes, we're branching out. That's why we're in a rut. Either way you toss the coin, I feel I must write in now, and I'm doing just that, obviously. I cannot take another person calling the Call of Duty 4 single-player campaign innovative anymore. I don't want to go down that road that my fellow gamer went down, not naming any names, Nabo,
with the thrashing, lashing, verbal abuse, etc. But I have to ask, what is so innovative about this game? I might not get it because I don't play my console games as much as the rest of you, but I'm clearly missing something that you all saw in this game. I tried to get some points for moralizing what was going on, yet I am killing hundreds of thousands of enemies within a few hours. I enjoyed maybe one or two of the missions that weren't like that, but the entire majority of the game was a muddled mixture of spawning enemies and poor, redundant gameplay. If you want to talk story only, then go ahead. But how is that you say you can have a game as innovatively trying to emotionalize war when you quite literally take out 500,000 enemies? I'll be watching. Sincerely, the figure in the shadows.
Did I miss something? Did one of us say that the Call of Duty 4 single player was innovative?
We said that the way they told the story was good.
Mm-hmm. And it was.
I don't know if we used the word innovative, but I mean, it's the storytelling, the way they actually, you know, presented the story to the player was awesome.
Yeah.
So, is it innovative? Probably not. I'm sure it's been done before, yeah. But you know, especially, spoiler alert. So fast forward like 30 seconds or something. If you think you're going to play the game and you haven't played it yet, but like when, the whole fact that you play two characters and I can't remember which one it is, but I think it's the SAS guy that ends up dying and you're like in the first person view while he's crawling up and down the helicopter dying.
And you're seeing all the debris flying everywhere and the fallout.
It was a very emotional scene, and you know, I couldn't help but like be drawn into the game at that point.
Yeah.
So, it's not the story that's innovative, but even the way they told it isn't necessarily innovative, but it is a great to tell this. Yeah. The presentation of the story is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're getting at.
And it was, it was intense the entire way through. Great pacing. I wouldn't call it innovative at all. I remember saying we did touch on the multiplayer. I know a lot of the multiplayer was innovative, especially for consoles, but it was just well put together single player.
Here's my question. Did anyone at any point ever say boosh during Call of Duty 4? Boosh.
Boosh.
No.
No, they didn't?
No. Okay.
No, they weren't doped up on nectar.
Oh.
That doesn't have to do with anything.
But if they did, though, I probably would have loved the game even more.
Me too. All right. One last email. Last one of the night. It's from Sigma Omega. It says, hi.
Right.
Actually, he says, hey, and his people.
Hey.
Word up.
My question for you guys is, which version of Phantasy Star Universe are you going to play online? If you decide the PS2, I might pay the $10 to play online. I'll be glad to play with you guys on your Phantasy Star Fridays, Saturdays, or whatever days. That's all for now. Keep up the good work, Sigma Omega.
We are playing the PC/PS2 version. They are compatible with each other.
Yes.
If you have both, like I do, and I think Jason does as well,
yes.
Your characters will pull up on either version. So... that's where we're going, and kind of the reason we decided to go with that and steer away from the 360, at least my reasoning behind it, is because if, God willing, Phantasy Star Portable comes out here, you'll be able to transfer your characters from the PC PS2 version to the PSP version.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Savory Cade said something about there being like a level 20 cap or something like that, but
whatever.
You know, still. You still get to get your character off the game, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, it wasn't only because Industria wanted to play on PS2.
That's right.
You can believe that if you want.
I think we decided to do a Phantasy Star Sunday. Is that what we decided, Jason?
That one's kind of up in the air. I mean, I don't know. The Friday would probably work better for me, even though it's an on and off kind of thing. But
yeah,
I don't know. Keep the Sunday casual, because I really never know on Sundays.
Yeah, I think we're just going to end up planning ahead of time. Like, I know by the time you're listening to this, it will have been too late. But I know we're playing tomorrow, which is Friday, and probably some on Sunday as well.
And I've just decided at this minute I am going to boycott Phantasy Star for the rest of my life.
Why?
We talked about it so friggin' much on the show. I'm sorry,
guys. Hey, down with Phantasy Star. We did not start this. This email was brought to our attention.
I know.
I'm just taking on you. And I'm just mad because I can't play it.
You can play it.
Tough luck, Canadian.
You have a PS2. You have a PS3.
Yeah, I know.
Industria can play it. He's Canadian. Why can't you?
He probably has What's a good computer.
You? No, actually, he's playing another PS2.
Well, actually, I have some questions to ask, but I'll wait till after recording.
Okay. No, come on. It's a Fantasy Star show.
Yay.
Starring Fantasy Star.
No. Bad
Special
Jason.
Star Jeff.
Bad Jason.
No? Okay. The PSU podcast.
Well, let's talk about the question of the week for next week real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I
don't want to get too deep because I'm going to be pretty focused on one particular thing. So maybe we should keep it.
That's right.
Along that line.
We're going to focus on that one particular thing.
Yes.
We want to know what you think of MGS4.
Did it live up to the hype? Yeah. Was it what you thought? Is Meryl hot or older? Is Snake hot or older?
Yeah. Tell us what you think. Don't send any spoilers in because I know that we'll probably not have.
Oh, we'll beat it by then, guys. You know,
well, I don't know if I'm going to beat it by then, but yeah. I'm more concerned about listeners
than
myself.
We should be concerned.
Oh, shit. I never thought of that.
Neither did I.
I'm not checking the emails until right before the show.
That's right.
Probably a good idea.
Tell us what you think about MGS4, and you can do that by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Voicemail 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. Mm-hmm. Standard long distance applies. You can get us on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, InteractiveDistractions @gmail.com. Don't forget to check us out on Warhawk Wednesdays. This past Wednesday was a little bit slower, but we still had a great time. And definitely check us out at the VG Evo forums. And that's cleanup. You guys have anything quickly you want to add before we take off?
I don't know that Core is worth $24.99 a year.
Oh, we didn't touch on that, did we?
No.
What didn't
we
touch on?
Not sure if we want to anymore.
Oh, you're not sure if you want to anymore. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's very intrusive video ads before each feature.
Mm-hmm.
And if you quit and go back, you have to watch the ads
again.
It's dumb.
But it's only $2.99
an
episode.
You need to fix that. What?
It's only $2.99 an episode.
Well, I can state this. Circle of R does work.
Doesn't work, eh?
I don't know what you're talking about, Chris.
Chris. What is that? Why are you speaking Greek? I don't get it.
I don't know. I need to see more stuff released for it. They got to let me know what they're going to have for beta before I put money down.
From what I get from people, I haven't got the new one yet. It basically seems like if you just treat it like a magazine, not in terms of the ads, but if the content that's going to be on that month, if you really want to see it, just buy it monthly. Don't buy the subscription, basically.
Yeah.
The way they did the content was pretty cool. I mean, I liked the fact that they were doing, you know, straight up interviews with developers and had it in a high def video format. Mm-hmm.
Points for high def, but I mean, was there any meat to any of those interviews?
Were there anything more than glorified commercials?
I didn't think so. I didn't get anything from it. I felt extremely empty afterwards.
It wasn't a whole lot of stuff that we didn't already know.
Right. Yeah.
They
it was more marketing,
like, especially
basically.
With like the whole SOCOM feature was a lot of talk about, you know, what they're doing with it and how, you know, what they've added, the fact that they're bringing back older maps and stuff like that. So, I guess it's really up to the person who, you know, it depends if you are interested in the game that they're featuring on Core. So, I don't know.
Side note, Itagaki looks marvelous in HD. He's not in Core, but... So you can see every little detail.
You shouldn't make fun of people, Jason.
I'm not. I'm saying he looks wonderful.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yep. I did.
We'll be back next week at the same time. Until then,
that channel.
I am Chris.
I am Jason.
And for Jason.
We'll get that worked out. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, and for Jason.
I already said that's me or something.
Okay, maybe we should do this. Cut this part out.
No!
Metal Gear.
Perfect.
Anyway, we're leaving.
Yeah, we're out.
So I'm Chris, and for Jason and Jeff,
take it easy.
See you next week.
Word.
I got nothing funny to say.
It happens sometimes.
Okay, I'll start in a sec.
You can touch me.
Anywhere you want.
Oh, man. You guys are not right.
Touch me here.
Or maybe it's just too much right, Chris, and you're just too wrong.
That's fine. I can deal with that. I am quite all right with that fact. All right. Can we start?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we could then, too. Okay.
Well, fine. We'll just pretend we're already back, and we'll keep all this in the podcast. It's perfect.
Fine with me. You say don't stop recording?
Don't stop recording.
Wow, that was bad.
Maybe we should have stopped recording.